We've been hearing about homeowners with shaky credit falling behind on their mortgage payments, and it's happening more and more. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the problem is only likely to get worse as adjustable interest rates rise. So today, the Fed holds a hearing on how to fix problems in the mortgage market. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Home loans made to people with poor credit nearly tripled in recent years when the housing market was booming. Now, many of those borrowers are finding themselves in trouble. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said last week about 1 in 8 so-called subprime borrowers with adjustable mortgages have missed 3 straight payments or more, putting them at risk of losing their homes. Sherry Stinson of Minneapolis cleans hotel rooms for a living and says it's hard to keep up with her mortgage since her house payments jumped by $500 a month.
When you only gross $2,000 a month, I mean, it's pretty hard when your house payment alone is $1,800, plus I have 2 kids, a car payment, you know, utility bills and things like that. It makes it really hard.
Today, the Federal Reserve will look at ways to curb abuses in the mortgage market. Among other things, the Fed will consider limiting prepayment penalties that sometimes trap borrowers in unfavorable loans, and they'll look at loans made without verifying a borrower's income. Consumer advocate Mike Calhoun of the Center for Responsible Lending says such loans often carry low introductory payments but quickly outstrip borrowers' ability to pay.
We see over and over again when documentation from the lender is collected that the broker has represented that the borrower's income is far greater than it actually was, and as a result, the borrower is in a loan with payments that they ultimately can't afford.
Several lenders will also testify before the Fed today, including representatives from Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Option One Mortgage Corporation. Spokesmen for the lenders declined to comment before the hearing. The Fed will also hear from state regulators about steps that have been taken in Massachusetts, North Carolina, Iowa, and Minnesota.
House will come to order.
Minnesota's legislature passed a law this spring that's designed to limit predatory home loans. It includes some of the same restrictions the Fed is considering, and State Representative Jim Davney says it requires mortgage brokers to act in the best interest of their clients.
I think a lot of borrowers assume that the broker is on their side, and that's certainly the way the brokers historically have presented themselves while not always acting in that way.
The Center for Responsible Lending's Mike Calhoun says the Federal Reserve is the only federal agency with the power to regulate the entire mortgage market. So a lot of people are watching how the Fed decides to use that authority.
A tremendous amount hinges upon whether the Federal Reserve takes action that is effective in stopping the rampant abuses that are in today's mortgage market.
Fed Chairman Bernanke said last week, while troubles in the subprime market are unlikely to spill into the broader economy, they are causing real distress for many homeowners. He says the Fed has to walk a fine line, though, to avoid overreacting. Researcher Wren Essien of Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies says it's important to preserve some kind of home loans for borrowers with shaky credit.
We need to be careful that we regulate appropriately, but that we don't turn off the spigot of credit. We want to stop those practices that are predatory or those practices that are causing these huge losses. Clearly, we haven't struck that right balance yet.
If the Fed fails to rein in problem mortgages, some want Congress to step in and do it instead. Scott Horsley, NPR News.